Bridgebank helps breakthrough ideas actually break through and remains dedicated to providing financial solutions to the risk takers, the game changers, and the disruptors. Bridgebank, a division of Western Alliance Bank. Bridgebank, be bold, venture wisely.
Hey, what's up? I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, the host of The Bay. Donations keep independent journalism alive and healthy. And you support outstanding journalism when you support KQED. So if you haven't yet, check out donate.kqed.org/podcasts. That's donate.kqed.org/podcasts with an S.
From KQED.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hi there, I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Devin Katayama, and we are going to try something a little bit different today. For the last few weeks, KQED reporter Sam Harnett and our very own editor, Alan Montecilio, have been working on a special series for The Bay. It's all about the history of work and how over the decades, workers in the U.S. have lost more and more benefits, power, and protections. These are all things that would help a lot of people right now during the COVID-19 pandemic. This five-part series is hosted by Sam and begins Monday, so you're going to be getting a new episode in your feed every day next week. Today, we're going to give you a sneak preview of this series. Here's Sam.
Tony Vega has had the same job for 40 years. He makes the meals that you eat on airplanes, and he's gotten really good at it. He says he's made millions of them.
I put the food on the plate. So if you're putting, rice with vegetables and nice-looking salmon, then you got to throw some sauce on the top. If it looks good, the passenger is going to be very happy and more hungry when he sees the plate.
But the thing is, even after all this time, his job hasn't really gotten better. His pay has barely gone up. His paid time off has been cut dramatically. And his health insurance covers way less than it did when he first started. Ultimately, he just doesn't feel respected.
I would say the last 15 years or so, the company has been going very, very sour. When I completed 35 years, they didn't send me no letter like, thank you for your hard work and dedication for your 35, nothing. I call them cheap.
Millions and millions of workers in America have a story like Tony's. So many people have been in a precarious position for so long. Their wages have stayed flat, they don't have the power to ask for more, and they're doing basically full-time work but not getting any employee benefits. And now we're in a pandemic. Tens of millions of people are unemployed. Essential workers are putting themselves at risk without enough pay or protection. So next week, we're telling the story of how all of this happened. How corporations used obscure laws to take benefits away.
Nobody, and indeed the congressional designers even explicitly said this, believed that it would have any effect.
How people cope by working longer hours and taking out loans.
I've actually been like kind of dodging calls from my government loan company.
And how we've created a world where workers are disempowered and isolated while shareholders get most of the profits.
Tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? What is greed? The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests.
I'm Sam Harnett. Join us on Monday for the beginning of a special five-part series on the precarity of work. That's next week on The Bay.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as, like, the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Avery Truffleman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.